Your community radio station, 94.4 FM. This is Salford City Radio.
Salford City Radio. Hello and welcome to Salford City Radio. And could I ask you, Christiana, to introduce yourself and explain why you're chatting to me today on Salford City Radio to our listeners?
Yeah, of course. My name is Christiana O'Brien and I am the Customer Engagement Manager at Salford Homes. I am here today. This is a special episode dedicated to hearing about our Springboard Heroes campaign. So thank you so much for having me and I'll talk through all of that.
I'm very happy that we are a Springboard Hero
and
we
have
benefited from the grants from Salix and we're very grateful for those. But for anybody who doesn't know about it, could you explain what it is?
Of course. So the Springboard Fund, Springboard Community Fund to give it its full title, it's a programme that we run annually. It provides cash injections to local groups and projects that where their aims are about boosting community spirit, promoting health and well-being, reducing isolation. We get quite a lot of projects that whose aims are around reducing isolation, particularly for older people, and also improving the environment. So they tend to be the kind of categories, if you like, that exist for which people apply for funding. We get lots of applications. Myself and my team, we manage the Springboard Fund. We get a lot of applications. There's some incredible work going on out there. So it's a program that's run all the time. And then what we then do is we kind of look for the best of the best, as it were. And we've selected three outstanding nominees who have previously benefited from Springboard funding for the Springboard Heroes. So each nominee has provided a different kind of vital service or project that have benefited the well-being of communities. And I'm going to talk you through those today and explain how to vote, the closing date, etc., etc.
So who are the nominees for this year?
Well, thank you for asking, Jill. They are, our nominees are Alberts of Salford, the Red Hot Flames and Salford City Radio.
Three very different groups, I must add.
They really are, and I'll tell you a little bit more about each of them, and then I'm actually going to ask you to tell us a bit more about Salford City Radio itself, because there's nobody really better placed to do that. So, shall I tell you a bit about Alberts of Salford?
Please do.
Okay, so Alberts is a sporting facility, and it promotes itself as a safe and really inclusive space for the community to exercise, to meet with friends, think about how sociable, you know, sporting activities are, and to build stronger connections. It's used by more than 600 people a week, which is, you know, phenomenal, really, isn't it? All walks of life, you know, all sorts of different people use the site, and it really plays a vital role in improving the health and well-being of the Salford community. It's located in Albert Park in Lower Broughton, been open for 20 years, which is kind of incredible, isn't it? But over that time, obviously, things deteriorated and it found itself in need of renovation and was actually facing closure. So the team there secured themselves a significant amount of funding from the FA and a £2,000 boost from our Springboard programme. With those bits of funding combined, they've been able to fully refurbish the new shot pad pitch, as well as adding new perimeter fencing, goalposts and lights. So if you think about the kind of, you know, the incredible difference that will make to a, yeah, you know, to a small outfit, you know, you can see straight away where, you know, where they've benefited. I've got a quote here from Dave Morgan, who is the trustee and also the treasurer at Alberts, and I'll read that if I may. He put it as, it's more than just a sporting facility. It's a haven where people from diverse backgrounds and of all ages come together to enjoy recreational activities and foster positive relationships. With the help of Salix Homes, we've been able to create a safe and inclusive space that's vital for the community in Salford. And with further funding, we'd be able to continue to deliver a much needed community-led space that allows our users to feel safe, motivated and included through sports. And that's a huge thing, isn't it? You know, the inclusion that sports offers, if you know, even if you're just there for a good time, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So That is Albert.
I'd just like to add, I mean, we know of Albert's and we know of the Red Hot Flames. And I know that Albert's do some amazing work because I promote the things that they do and events they have on. It is a much needed facility. And unfortunately, or fortunately, there are lots of community organisations within Salford who are also much needed. And you've got a really, really difficult job on your hands. I know. It's an amazing organisation.
It was hard to shortlist these.
It's
It
expensive.
really was. There's a huge, there really are
Yeah.
some worthy causes out there. So let me tell you about Red Hot Flames. Red Hot Flames was established in 96. It's a cheerleading squad, and they've been representing Salford on the international stage. They offer cheer, dance, gymnastics, and it's a really positive and energetic environment for young people. It's about staying active, it's about building confidence and following a passion. It also provides a supportive space, and it promotes mental well-being. And the other thing that they're all about is teamwork and resilience. They had a an award from us of £1,000 from the Springboard Fund. And that funding helped ensure that 60 of the club's athletes could step out in style in their training kits because they were heading out to an international competition in Orlando, Florida. And that was a huge milestone for the group. So it was really, really nice that we were able to support them with doing that. Again, I've got a quote from Shannon Hook, who is the head coach at Red Hot Flames, and about the award that they received. She said, with support from organisations like Salix Homes, the club can continue to foster a sense of teamwork and achievement, empowering young athletes to work together to achieve their dreams both internationally and locally. All of our younger athletes have dreams to compete at competitions around the world. And this additional funding would allow us to make those dreams come true. So please vote for us.
Another great organisation. They put in tremendous effort because it costs huge amounts
It does.
to go to take kids on these international competitions. But the value of what that does as well, not just for the kids, but the families and the community, because all those families get together. I just want to kind of point that out because when people are listening, they're thinking, oh, a group of cheerleading kids, you know, but it's actually massive. Yeah.
So they're the first two.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Salford City Radio is our number three.
Yeah.
So is it okay if I kind of hand over to you to say
Of
the
course
Salford City
it is.
Radio?
And obviously I'm used to talking about what we do at Salford City Radio. And we're like many other organisations in Salford. And I will say that Salford has got some amazing volunteering work going on. It's incredible. And I think you're often only aware of that if you're on the receiving end of the benefits or if you're involved. Because I myself, who've been here 18 years when I first got involved, was just blown away by the work going on in Salford. And I've been blessed to be able to be part of that within Salford City Radio. And a lot of people who know of us only perhaps know that we're a radio station. They don't know of the work that we do, both for the community and for the community who come inside as volunteers to us at Salford City Radio, because lots of our volunteers come to us because they've suffered an injury or an illness, sometimes quite significant, or suffering with mental health issues. You know, we've got people who only get out of bed to come in here once a week or twice a week, you know, or to get involved in any events that we do. But also people who move to the area, you know, who don't know anybody. So those things you mentioned before, Christiane, about sort of well-being and reducing isolation, all of those things, probably all of the groups that you've mentioned, not just
Yes, you've
us,
probably
but
ticked all the boxes, haven't you?
we
Yeah.
all do, all those things are all needed. And we've been struggling for some time. We are making plans for our 18th birthday, which is at the end of September. And because I was
18.
thinking, oh, it's like the key of the door, isn't it? You know,
It
18
is.
years old.
Yeah, finally an
It's,
adult.
yeah, it's been a hard teenage group of years, really, to be honest, to get us to this point. Because this year, well, in the last 12 months, it's been very, very difficult to secure funding. We've been so grateful for the funding and the support that we've received from Salix and from our local community because we've crowdfunded, we've done all sorts of things because we really need to keep these organisations open and going for the benefit of the community. That's why we're here. to do that. And we do appreciate that everybody's being asked for money all the time, and we hate to have to be in that position, but and particularly now when it's so difficult for people with the bills, especially winter, we know people haven't got much, and what's incredible is that people do put their hands in the pockets and assist us and other organisations. So obviously any funding and Springboard Heroes funding, if we got that £1,000, it would be amazing, as it would for any of the groups, and it would just help us to continue to provide opportunities for people who come in. And we have a lot of students who come as well, because although the students are local at the university, they need actual experience to build the CV so that they can then get a job when they finish, and we do that end as well. So we provide a lot to the community, but I do appreciate that everybody else does as well. But please do, if you feel like we're worthy, please do vote for us.
Wonderful, thank you. Can I just ask, Jill, your previous award was just under £2,000, and all of that went to the costs of keeping the station open, didn't they?
I think we produce a series of shows. As a radio station, we're producing audio content like we are now. As part of that, we're training people to actually use equipment to create audio. Some of them go on to do podcasting on their own. Some of them go on to work in paid radio. It's those skills. But a lot of the skills that people learn here also are transferable. In fact, I think there are more of them. It's about working as a team. It's about learning what it's like to be in kind of a working environment or an office environment. We don't just do radio, but that's about 10% of what we do. The 90% of what we do is the background stuff, which is really important that people don't see, but we still need people to do that, admin and all the stuff which might be considered boring by the people who think about somebody glamorously being on a radio show. That's lovely, but there's all the other stuff that has to keep that going.
It's in the
So yeah, it,
preparation, isn't it?
yeah,
It's in the
yeah,
background.
yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for kind of speaking so passionately about the work that you do. So you've heard about the three finalists, and so voting is now open. You can head to our website, which is at www.salixhomes.co.uk, right there on the front page. But then it's also at specifically it has a dedicated page, and that's at www.salixhomes.co.uk/springboard-heroes-2025.
It's a bit of a long link, but I think if you put the first part in, it actually for people
And as I
sort of
say,
listening
it
to
is on the front page. It is
it.
right there. You can't. Voting closes on Tuesday, the 23rd of September. So if you go to the website, all the information is there, all the information that I've just been through about each of the nominees. And then, you might want to go on and read more about them. It's all there for people to read so that they know who they're voting for. So voting closes on the Tuesday, the 23rd, and we will announce the winner on Friday, the 26th of September. And that will simply be a case of being the project that received the most votes. It's literally that. So to recap, the winner will receive a further £1,000 to, further the work that we've already discussed that they're doing.
I'm sure I speak for all the groups when I say thanks very much for the original funding we've had, because it does make a big difference.
It really does. Like I was saying, we do get a lot of applications. And it's probably the best part of my job, really, reading about the work that that people are doing, the dedication that they have to their communities. I like nothing more than going out and spending time with people who are making such a difference. So yeah, very much my favorite part of the job. And this is just a bit of a cherry on the cake, really, that we hope will make an extra bit of difference to our communities.
This show is on the Listen Again facility for anybody who missed it, because nice for the other groups to hear that what's been said about them as well.
So thank you so much for having me back on. For anybody who's listened to me on here before, as I said, it really is the best part of my job. We'd love it if people went to the website to vote. Closing on Tuesday, the 23rd of September, and we will announce the winner on Friday, the 26th of September. Best of luck to all three nominees.
Well, thanks very much for coming on, Christiana.
Thank you, Jill. It's been a pleasure.
Salford City Radio.